Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God can save anybody. Amen and amen. What a picture of God's grace. And that's why she's mentioned over and over and over again, the harlot Rahab, or Rahab the harlot. A picture of God's grace, how God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I'm so glad about that. And I look over the congregation, if God could save y'all, He could save anybody. If you think you are worthy of salvation, I wonder if you're even saved. None of us deserve salvation. You know what we deserve hell. Every one of us, but by God's grace. And we see the story about Rahab. And I want to look at that a little bit farther. Rahab acted in faith. That's why she's in here. What a thought. She's mentioned with Abraham, Abel, Enoch, Isaac, Jacob, all these great Hebrew. Rahab is mentioned. She acted in faith. Rahab knew about the Lord God. Rahab had heard what God had done for the Hebrew people. Turn me back to Joshua chapter number 2. Let's read this story. Just a couple about Rahab hiding these spies and what Rahab had told the people, that these spies. Let's go to verse number 8. The spies were being pursued by the people, the guards, the soldiers in Jericho, and they came to Rahab's house, and Rahab hid them in her home. We get to verse number 8, and before they were laid down, she came up upon them on the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Never met these people, but she had heard that the Lord had already promised them all of that land. And she believed it. And that your terror is fallen upon us, that the Israelites have come upon us in Jericho, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. She knew that they had the real God, the Lord God. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. Can you imagine? All over the country, people had to be talking about that wonderful thing about drying up the Red Sea. She heard about it. That happened over 40 years earlier when you came out of Egypt and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites. And I read that here just this week again, how they defeated those two kings and mighty kings on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed, wiped them out. And as soon as we heard these things, look at this verse, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is the God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Rahab recognized, even though she was a pagan, okay, to use the word lightly, you know, she believed in other gods. She came to the terms that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Hebrew God, was the one and true God. When he says that he is the God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. Verse number 12, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, that ye will save alive my father, my mother, my brethren, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver us from death. In other words, all my family. And the man answered, our life for yours, if you utter not that this our business. In other words, don't rat us out. Don't tell on us. Okay? And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us this land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by the cord through a window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said to them, get you to the mountain, lest your pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward you may go. Just stay there 3 days, they'll come back and just go on back where you were. And the men said unto her, we'll be blameless of this and thine oath which thou has made us swear. In other words, we're going to take care of you. And then here's the important part. Behold, when we come into the land, when you see us coming, I want you to do something. Thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. It was a sign. It was a sign. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. That was the picture here. So that when death would come through all Jericho, that this scarlet thread, that this window that you let us out, You hang it out here and no harm will befall you or anybody in your house. Matter of fact, anybody outside that house was killed and destroyed. Can you imagine an uncle making fun of her? Or an aunt saying, what are you talking about, Rahab? You're crazy. But the family who was in that house, they were saved. And you know the rest of the story. And I won't go there. Time's getting away. And I got to quit early because of homecoming. People are coming in. That scarlet thread, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And then Joshua 6:25, we read this. And Joshua saved Rahab, the harlot. She couldn't get away from it. She's already been saved. I'll talk about that in just a minute. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And she dwelleth in Israel unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent out to spy Jericho. As somebody mentioned Paul Harvey last week. Remember that? I'm dating myself. As Paul Harvey said, now for the rest of the story. Okay? How many of y'all remember Paul Harvey? How many of y'all have a clue who I'm talking about? You know who Paul Harvey is? Okay, anyway, you're dating yourself. Rahab married an Israelite. I would like to think, this is just me. Again, it's not in Scripture. And my old Bible teacher, Rick Adams, said this. I never forget. I did go to Bible college. Rick said this. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink. Okay, so this is my opinion. The Bible does not say. I wouldn't doubt she married one of them spies. When she had them spies, and she hid them spies, and maybe one of them spies. Obviously, she was a beautiful lady because she was a harlot and attracted people. And he probably had goo-goo eye. I'm just thinking. Anyway, she married an Israelite, maybe one of the guys that she saved. But here's the neat thing about it. It goes even farther. Solomon was his name. God gave them a son. His name was Boaz. Boaz went and married a lady. Her name was Ruth. They had a son. His name was Obed. Obed had a son named Jesse. Jesse had a son. His name was David. We go all the way down. Through Rahab came Jesus Christ. Through the lineage of Rahab. Through Rahab. Rahab was David, King David's great, great, great grandmother. Okay? And about 26 generations from Rahab to Jesus. But the point I want to make, and I think another reason she's in here, is that God's grace is amazing. God saved Rahab. Let me give you two more minutes, and I'm done. I think that again, my opinion, why every time you... Let me give you one more. She can't get away from it. James chapter number 2, verse number 25. Likewise, also was not Rahab the harlot? Even in the New Testament, she couldn't get away from it. She was justified by works when she received the messengers and had sent them away another way. Again, the Old Testament, New Testament, Rahab the harlot. A picture that God can save anybody, anywhere, anytime, and God's grace is amazing. I believe that, and I believe that because God saved me. I was a preacher's kid. We're going to look at some pictures during homecoming. Daddy was pastor here about 46 years, about that long. But you know, I don't go to heaven on Daddy's coattails. My great-grandpa was a Baptist preacher. I don't go to heaven because of our heritage of being a Baptist. By the way, I'm proud to be a Baptist. Not as proud as a peacock proud, but I'm just thrilled that God put me in a where truth is preached and proclaimed. And I wasn't born in Iraq or Syria or, you know what I'm talking about? So much there, but I got to quit. If God could save Rahab, who is the worst of them? Remember the woman at the well? Thou hast had five husbands, and now one you're shacking up with now ain't your husband. God could save a preacher's kid. God could save anybody, or anytime. Thank God for His own grace. So, Father, we love You. We thank You for Your Word. Lord, these are more than Bible stories. Lord, these are truths of Scriptures that You've shared to us. Lord, may we share with others. Bless the morning worship. May You be pleased. You receive all honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.